Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming the program author Terry Maui, and she is the author of Dark Mirror, a Z Enrico mystery, book two. Before I bring in today's guest, a quick reminder that selected interviews are available at our website, as well as on major platforms like Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and many more. Terry, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Oh, dear. I am a retired English professor. Please don't hold that against me. I am fulfilling a lifelong dream to write a series of mystery novels, and I'm having a great time doing it.
So tell us about your book.
Okay, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. I really appreciate it. My book is about a columnist who writes satire who needs to solve a murder. That's it in a nutshell. My main character's name is Z, and in Dark Mirror, Z has made a new friend, a highly charismatic novelist who's written a bestseller, a very controversial bestseller. It is this woman who is found dead in her condo. The police have arrested a stalker who claims that the book is based on her life and has ruined it, and the stalker has said that the death was an accident. So Z, my main character, is mourning, and it seems like an open and shut situation. But she gets an anonymous tip that points her toward a radical anti-religion group called Believers Anonymous, who may have something to do with this death. For her own peace of mind, Z is going to check into this. And the rest of the book is about what she needs to go through in pursuit of and to finally uncover the truth.
So who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience here?
Well, statistics say that the typical reader of a traditional mystery, which is what this is a female of a fairly wide age range. My book would appeal to young adults through people of retirement age, but mostly my book will appeal to people who love a good puzzle, who really enjoy figuring it out right along with the protagonist. So for that reason, it's all written in Z's point of view. So you have everything that she has, and you get to try to figure it out along with her. The book can also appeal to people who are kind of interested in psychic phenomena because of Z's best friend, and who are fairly open-minded about spirituality and the role it plays in modern life.
So, could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
Oh, you know, I really cringe at the idea of a book with a quote-unquote message. My goal is to tell a good story. First and foremost, I want the reader to get lost in the story. But that said, I have to say, even though it took like 3 years to do this book, it feels very timely to me because of the current emphasis on the role of religion and spirituality in modern life. So if people want to think about the role it plays in their lives, that would be okay. But mostly, I just want them to be entertained and enjoy a good story.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Beyond being entertained, I would say the idea might be to recognize simplistic either-or dichotomies. The truth is always more complex than we maybe want it to be.
Now, if you were asked to compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
This is a really tough one. I'm going to say that Louise Penny's Inspector Gamesh series might be the closest, even though my book does not feature a detective. It is the story of an amateur sleuth. But the idea of having a complex puzzle with some psychological undergirding is very important in Dark Mirror. And for that reason, I'll go with that. Also, I think my town of Valerian, I want it to be as interesting and fun a place as Gamesh's Three Pines.
Can you tell us about some of the characters in the book?
I would love to. The main character, as I said, is Z. She is a very successful syndicated columnist whose forte is challenging bureaucratic and social hypocrisy and idiocy. She kind of sees herself as taking the side of the ordinary person against faceless bureaucracy. Rico is her on-again, off-again lover, and he is a tough, seasoned crime reporter who is very much aware of the dangers Z can get into because she is completely naive about the world of violent crime, or at least somewhat naive. And Fontina is Z's best friend of several decades. Z calls her sister of the heart. And Fontina is highly intuitive in a kind of Sherlockian way, although she does use the tools of what she thinks of as the intuitive arts, like tarot cards and pendulums. Those are the three main characters in the books.
So, was there anything from your own life you put into these characters?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I should say I'm 78 years old, so I think it might be impossible for me to write anything that does not draw from my own life at this point. But to be more specific, I think Z reflects my own dissatisfaction with an earlier career I had in public relations. I left that career because I got sick of how language was being used to deliberately distort the truth, manipulate people's feelings, misguide readers and listeners. I think language is a great gift, but it also comes with a great responsibility. So that's definitely part of Z's character. And Fontina reflects my belief that so-called psychic ability is actually within the capability of every person if we want to learn how to access it. And Rico is my idealized big brother, protective, loving, and sometimes frustrating.
So was there a character or scene perhaps that you could say is your favorite?
Well, you know, I totally love Z and Fontina and Rico, but I have to tell you about Shelby. Shelby is Z's imaginary childhood detective. So she invented her when she was a child because she and Fontina loved mysteries. Shelby shows up again in Z's life when she gets involved in her first murder investigation. And at she's about 9 years old or so. She gives Z snarky, sometimes pithy advice or comments. Like she might say, the tailbone's connected to the brain bone, which is her way of saying, get off your seat and go do something instead of just sitting around thinking about it. Or she might say, stupid dressed up as brave is still stupid. So I love Shelby, and she was not part of the original character cast for the Z and Rico mysteries, but she showed up and we forged a great friendship.
So, did your environment or upbringing perhaps play any major role in your writing?
I'm going to say yes. Although I live in Nevada now and have lived here for about 10 years, I grew up in southwestern Ohio, and I did not feel that I could write about Nevada with any authenticity. I think the most interesting thing I did, though, with the environment was to create this town of Valerian, where Z lives. It has a lot of similarities to Cincinnati, where I grew up, in that it is named, Valerian is named for a bloodthirsty Roman emperor for reasons nobody really remembers, although visitors often confuse it with the herb Valerian that induces sleepiness and are surprised when they come to town and see statues of the Roman emperor and all of these Roman influences, street names that are Roman-inspired building names. I had a lot of fun with Valerian. And in my own way, which I don't expect anyone to know unless they maybe read the notes or something, that I named it for my parents. My maiden name was Valerius. And I thought it would be fun to name the city where Z works in a way after my parents.
So what can you tell us about this genre and why you decided to write in this genre?
I chose the traditional mystery genre because that is the kind of book that I like to read. In a traditional mystery, the emphasis is on solving the puzzle, and the main character is an amateur. So, you know, that's me. I'm an amateur. Happily, I've never been involved in a murder investigation. So I chose that genre because I could identify with it. And then I also chose it because in a traditional murder mystery, right wins out. Justice is done, but not without a struggle, which is important.
So what's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
Oh, it's been meeting readers and talking to people who love books, meeting other writers, and also talking with them about books and writing and the life of a writer. Writing can be very lonely. You spend a lot of time at the computer all by yourself. So it's really great to be in the company of other writers, share stories. It's great to meet people who are interested in your work. It's also great, speaking of writers, to collaborate. I love collaborating with other writers and with my critique partners. That's just such a joy. For someone who loves language like I do, collaborating and engaging in creative brainstorming is just so much fun.
So how would you describe your writing style?
My writing style is a dance between my conscious and my subconscious minds. I have a plan. I even have an outline, how I think the story is going to go. Then I sit down and I start writing, and I'm open to inspiration, which sometimes comes. You know, I just finished writing a scene in book 3 in which at the very end, a sentence popped out that told me a character had a gun. I didn't know that. I don't know where that's going, but I'm going to see where it goes in the next chapter. So I'm open to inspiration, even though I start with a plan. And the other thing that happens is, if I get stuck, which I often do, I just get up. I save the document. I leave my computer. I go do something totally different. I make the bed. I do the laundry. I just get my mind out of the story. And I'm going to tell you, 9 times out of 10, a solution will come to me. The answer to a question, the word I was looking for, the next step or next action in the scene. So I really love that dance between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind.
Now, your characters, are they pure fiction or do you draw from people you know in real life?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I've lived a long time, so I don't know how I could avoid drawing from real life. But in particular, I would say, yes, in terms of Fontina, who is a composite of a couple of very good friends of mine, one of whom I describe as having great mother-type energy, and the other is actually a well-respected psychic. So I definitely drew from those two in creating the character of Fontina. I wanted someone who was wise and nurturing, and that's what I created Fontina to be. And I did say Rico was my idealized older brother, so yes, I drew from him. Also other male friends of mine, including my husband, who is as practical and down to earth as I am up in my head all the time. So, yes.
If you had to choose, would you say you're more of a character artist or more a plot-driven writer?
I'm plot-driven. I start with a plot idea. It's probably not very fleshed out. I know who gets killed and why and how and who did it. And that's enough for me to get started. Now, since this is book 2, I'm already familiar with my major characters. But in book 1, when I had to create them all, then I had to think about what kind of characters do I need in order to make this plot work? You know, I needed an amateur and I needed a way for her to get information that would not normally be available to her. So I needed some kind of source. Could have been a police officer, but I decided on a crime reporter. And then I wanted a third person. 2 didn't feel like quite enough rounding out of the character cast. So I imagined what kind of best friend I would like my major character to have who would complement my major character's abilities and shortcomings. But I start with the plot.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
Again, I'll go back to that typical female reader between the ages of, say, 25 and retirement age. Also, you know, the person who loves a great puzzle, a really good mystery they can get their teeth into, a person who enjoys spending time with characters who are doing interesting things, including getting themselves into trouble, and a person who would like to go and hang out in a place that in and of itself is interesting to explore, as I have tried to make my town of Valerian. Those would be characteristics of people who I think would really enjoy Dark Mirror.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. Thank you for asking. It's www.terrymowey.com. And on my website, people will find pictures of events that I've been participating in, news that I want to celebrate, a calendar that will tell you where I'm going to be doing signings or giving workshops. And there's also an opportunity to subscribe to my newsletter, which will keep you up to date on all of that, as well as late breaking news. And in my newsletter, I invite readers to take part in my research project called The Great Pastry Hunt. My protagonist Z loves, capital L-O-V-E, loves pastry. And so I have invited readers to send me suggestions for bakeries that I can visit to sample their pastries. Now, I know research is tough, but I'll do it because I'm a professional.
Could you spell your name for us, please?
Sure. It is spelled M like Mary, A like apple, U like umbrella, and E like eagle. Maui like the Hawaiian island.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Terry Mowey, and she is the author of Dark Mirror. Terry, thanks very much for being with us today.
That's been a joy. Thank you for having me.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so they too have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. And whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.